There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Stephan.
Dudley.
Hey, you weren't
Stephan. Richard McFadden.
Jennifer Horn. And we're here to cover as many tracks as we can in terms of what's going
train
on.
Train tracks or just regular tracks?
Well, these would be car tracks.
Car Detroit. Tracks, okay.
Detroit City. I always loved that city. I used to go up there when I was a student at Heidelberg to watch the wrestling matches at Cobo Arena back in the 1960s. Things have changed a good deal since the heyday of the modern automobile. Detroit, once a crown jewel in the list of American cities.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Major city in shambles. Has a bad reputation. But you probably haven't heard how its problems with bankruptcy and abandoned buildings and bad schools and bad public service have affected their IT systems. A hacker recently got into the city's database that had personal information on nearly 2,000 current and former fire employees, demanded a ransom of $80,000 not to release the list. Fortunately, the city had backup files and the threat went nowhere, but the mayor called it a warning sign. I wonder how many cities who have old computer systems using Windows XP, which Microsoft doesn't even support anymore, would be subject to the same kind of hacking. There are all kinds of problems associated with this, and we all know, those of us who have computers, personal computers, that we've had to address those things. Imagine a city where 80% of the computers are older than 5 years, and they're 85% equipped with Windows XP.
Which is not supported anymore.
No.
And you,
right.
And they are very vulnerable because of new hacks that you don't get support for.
When an emergency alert comes into the fire department, a fax machine is triggered.
That doesn't seem so bad.
Shooting out a piece of paper which knocks over a soda can full of change, notifying those at the station of the situation.
Well, at least they have an alarm system.
Wow.
And another system, check this out. They have a fax machine that bumps into a door hinge, which pulls a wire and rings a doorbell.
Wow.
Sounds like a bad
because
creative.
The IT systems are just done.
Yeah. How about the, where are the Three Stooges when it comes to, this is perfect for them.
They can't do, like, the city employees can't do basic things, like check email.
Yeah.
They cannot collect tax revenues.
Ooh, let's move to Detroit then.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a moment or two with some of the latest. We'll have to get some more flu advice from him to take the shot. We talked about this so many times, it gets to be kind of boring, but I think it's worth underscoring because so many people still can't seem to make up their mind whether to take a flu shot or not. Meanwhile, wearable devices that help you stay in shape. Those of you, this is a danger, danger, Will Robinson. This is a Christmas extra from Good Day. Those of you who are buying these wearable devices, for example, I'm one of them.
I have one on right now.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one. I was going to buy one for, am I supposed to buy?
What do you hear this? Anyway. Like Fitbit.
Yeah. Wristband. For
I have a jawbone.
Okay,
jawbone, the other one.
All right. So anyway, insurance companies rely on physical examinations, not data from a wearable device. But apparently, if you use these wearable devices now, it could land you in a courtroom. A lawyer took the Fitbit data from his client and ran it through an analysis platform. Client is a former personal trainer who'd been in an accident that made it hard for her to go back to work, or at least so she claimed. Right now, the analytics software can be used with activity trackers, but she, I'm going to guess from this, although the story doesn't suggest that's the case, they could prove by using the Fitbit that she, in fact, was active and didn't deserve the settlement from the insurance
claim.
No, it was
the other way around. Her lawyer used it to prove that she was not as fit as she was prior to the accident.
There we go. Okay. But it could be used either way.
Exactly, and that's the whole point here.
Yeah, right. So if you're wearing these things, you better not tell anybody. I guess that's what I get from it, right? The HIPAA Act. You know how many times doctors play that card?
But not only can it track your kind of your fitness in this situation that she had, but it also has geolocation
information. You'll be tracked.
So it can tell you, okay, you were here at this time, but you actually said that you were over there.
Right.
And lawyers will absolutely try to get this information. If they know that you wear a Fitbit or a Google Glass or a Jawbone.
No privacy. There's no privacy anymore. None. None, none, none. The Internal Revenue Service, in yet another hot seat, found out yesterday that they paid $6 billion, $6 billion in bogus child tax credits last year. In other words, people got credits who were not eligible to receive them. They just put whatever on their tax return, and bingo, they got it. Nobody checked it out. Now, the people who are being caught now say, oh, geez, I guess I must have made a mistake. Yeah, all right, so how many times does that happen? Apparently millions. $6 billion in bogus tax credits. Your government at work, congratulations for doing a fine job. Perfect. Nice intervention. Dr. Ron Hoffman, up next with us here. A lot of great things in his intelligent medicine newsletter. I'm going to hit some of the highlights with him in our discussion in a moment on Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first-quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Prices are for base buildings only. If 2015 is a year for your business to grow and you need to build, call General Steel today before you spend thousands more than you should. General Steel pre-engineered buildings could save you as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. Get a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000 or 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. We'll design a building to fit your needs, and best of all, you can stop paying rent. For office buildings, strip malls, church buildings, manufacturing, and much more, you just can't not beat a General Steel price. Call now to lock in 2014 prices and build in 2015. Call General Steel today at 800-98-STEEL. Don't pay thousands more than you should. Call now and get the best prices in years. Call 800-98-STEEL. We'll lock in your 2014 price for 90 days. Call 800-987-8335.
16 after the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman is here, the author of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can sign up for it by going to drhoffman.com. Get the week's medical news from his perspective. Dr. Ron is interested in the fate of one President Barack Obama, who went into the hospital to get checked out over the weekend. Does he have Obamacare? How did anybody check to see who paid for the... I guess you and I probably
his premium has skyrocketed.
Yes.
Yeah. And all access pass.
I crossed right. on him about that the other day. He was like,
But I think he can keep his doctor. I think he can keep his fleet of doctors. Anyway, so he went in, and this is kind of curious, sort of a hush-hush thing, but, you know, it did emerge that the president was admitted. He had a little extra time in his schedule on Saturday, so he went to the hospital to get an endoscopy because he has GERD, a common condition that tens of millions of Americans
suffer from.
Heartburn.
Isn't the endoscopy what killed Joan Rivers?
Yeah. Exactly. I was about to make that point. It's the very self-same procedure that knocked off Joan Rivers, the president was subject to.
There was a problem there, right?
Well, exactly.
There was many problems.
It was a problem with Joan Rivers or a problem with Barack Obama?
No, there was an unauthorized procedure done on Joan Rivers by a doctor. It wasn't. Yeah, right. But anyway, so the president had this. Then it turned out that he had a CAT scan. I don't know exactly what the sequence was. I think they may have started with a CAT scan. They saw some swelling. They wanted to check it out, and then they did an endoscopy.
So he was under it during all this, right?
And scarily enough, that suggests that for a brief instant,
Joe Biden was
president of the United States, but they didn't disclose that. Okay, so anyway, because he can't be president of the United States handle the atomic football, you know, the red phone, while you're getting an endoscopy, obviously, because of a...
Can you imagine Joe Biden? He's probably like, yahoo!
Yeah, for about 20 minutes. Anyway, so it turns out that he has GERD. And look, I have a theory about this. You remember at the summit that Obama's chewing gum, they said this is incredibly disrespectful in front of all these diplomats and world leaders that he's chewing gum. He's chewing Nicorette gum because the guy is an inveterate smoker.
Yeah. Really?
And perhaps he sneaks a cigarette here and there, but he's pledged to stop smoking, but he definitely chews Nicorette gum. And, you know, Nicorette is supposed to be used temporarily to help you to stop, but many people use it for years and years and years ongoing.
You can tell by looking at early pictures of him taking a drag. This is a guy who's hooked from early years in his life. He's been hooked on tobacco and he's not going to be.
Those vapor cigarette things.
Well, the problem with the gum is that it definitely can cause irritation of the esophagus.
Yeah.
And the way he was chomping on that gum, it's not like he's a casual user. He's really using it.
Well, he's using it to clean his breath up because he want to be with all the rest of those leaders, you know, smelling like
smoke. Right.
Exactly.
But the common side effect of Nicorette gum is that it can cause reflux irritation of the throat and so on. And plus, it's a little stress and tension. You know, he's facing down Putin. He's facing down the Chinese leaders. He's got domestic problems. You know, you name it. The last election. So, you know, I think it's a perfect storm for having heartburn.
All right. Speaking of perfect storm, we got 60 seconds to discuss the latest news from the CDC as to the applicability or not of this year's flu vaccine.
Not good. Not good because, you know, every year they hype it up, and especially this year with Ebola, they say, look, make sure that if you have a fever and you look 4+ sick, that they don't think you're coming down with Ebola. Well, you know, it turns out that the vaccine really isn't that effective. It's about 40% effective, and if that, and they're admitting it. And they miscalculated, which is a risk factor when you're trying to project. It's like doing a 3-month weather forecast to decide which virus is going to come down the pike months ahead. We don't always make the right assessment, so in fact, the flu vaccine is only partially protective.
Well, if you have good immune strength, you've written about this in your Intelligent
I'm all for that.
Medicine newsletter. Yeah. You got vitamin D, vitamin C, echinacea, all kinds of things that improve your gut and your immune system. You don't have to worry about all of this stuff.
Exactly. That will work equally well.
Dr. Ron Hoffman, check out his website and the Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So, during the Christmas season, at this point in the program, we review the top 10 songs from the special soundsofchristmas.com website, which I believe is the best place to find great variety in Christmas music. It's becoming more and more popular every year, soundsofchristmas.com. And to prove the point, each day we go through the top 10 from the previous 24 hours on soundsofchristmas.com. At number 10 today, Blues Traveler.
Oh, yeah.
With the Christmas from 1997. Yeah, it is.
This is so very Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
Absolutely. John Popper.
Number 9 on the list today goes to Ringo Starr.
I want to be Santa Claus. I want to get all the toys.
Yeah, of course. 1999.
Just like Santa Claus, I give them away to all the girls and boys.
How many of you remember Solomon Burke? Yep, this is typical Solomon Burke stuff.
It's going to be a little something different.
Died a couple of years ago.
Are you ready? Come on. We're
going
to give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world.
Big, big guy.
Man, woman, boy, and girl.
He could perform while sitting in a chair because he couldn't move.
He sat like in a king's chair.
Yeah, a big throne. Yep, exactly. Presents for Christmas. 68.
Christmas presents around the world.
Move your head.
If only if I just had present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree.
All right, following up on the R&B list, number 7 this week, Sounds of Christmas, 7 today, Chuck Berry.
Merry Christmas, baby.
I love this.
You really did treat me nice.
All right, so from number 1 yesterday to number 6 today, the Elvis person. This list comes from the number of requests for songs to be downloaded.
It's like a thumbs up and a thumbs down.
Right. Also have an evaluation, thumbs up, thumbs down, whether you like it or not. Manheim Steamroller, number 5. We Three Kings, pretty identifiable. First heard 19... 1984. Mannheim Steamroller. All right, this is a group called the Yule Logs at number 4. What a great play on Beachwood 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, right? La 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 la. Everybody sing along. She doesn't like my la la la. REO Speedwagon number 3. I Believe in Santa Claus.
Being a friend in the neighborhood, playing in the snow.
Kissing music, Richie.
The Dorian Street
Lab. Right. Do you think that song that we did yesterday from, was it Queen? The Christmas, not the Christmas. I don't know who Pomplamoose is. I was just told that pamplemousse means grapefruit in French. Pierre, how come you didn't know that?
I did not eat grapefruit, you moron.
Anybody eat grapefruit, you moron, was the answer. Very nice. Number 1 on the Sounds of Christmas today, Zoe Bentley and the Canadian Brass. Very Merry Christmas, 2005. It's our list. 28 after on Good Day.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-591-6080, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-591-6080. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-591-6080 now.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Doug Severin's Good Day program, 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour. A place where we discuss the important issues of the day and then some. Our poll yesterday asking you what the most is you've ever paid for a Christmas tree. Let's see where this came in. 33% of you said between 20 and 50 bucks. 19% said between 50 and 100 bucks. 18% said over $100. Let's see here. 12% not more than 20. 9%, I don't buy a tree. 8%, I don't know how much I spend. I don't pay any attention to it.
I wish I was you.
Ah, there you go.
Right, what was the most you paid on a tree, Dougie?
Most I've ever paid for a tree?
Hmm?
I paid over $100 for a tree. Back in the days when the kids were around, we used to have big, huge trees here.
I can't believe like you'd ever buy a tree.
$200, but it was a fake.
Well, I would go out into the woods and get them, and there was a guy who sold trees up the street, and when he wasn't looking, sometimes we'd go.
You stole?
Wasn't my favorite guy.
Wow.
Dougie, you can't
that
steal.
Makes no
yeah, I made it fine. It made it wonderful.
Well, you ever wonder where those extra couple of gallons of raw milk are going out of the store?
That's where it is.
In at night, yeah.
Really?
I will tell you, one of my favorite Christmas memories is when my brother owned a landscaping company and he had a Christmas tree lot.
Yeah.
And it was one of the funnest things ever. I mean, it was a horrible business. He didn't make any money. It was terrible.
Right.
But it was one of the funnest things ever to do
most
at Christmas
fun.
Time is sell Christmas trees. And
yeah. Funnest.
It was more funner than anything.
More funner.
More funner than anything ever.
Well, somebody who didn't have fun yesterday. A couple of people. Mr. Gruber, Dr. Gruber, didn't have a fun time in Washington yesterday testifying about his comments. It sounded like Pierre. You stupid Americans. You say that?
No, he was saying I was stupid.
No, but he didn't say that. Well, he said earlier on that Americans were stupid, and therefore now he's saying I'm stupid because
right.
I said you're stupid.
Right. Meanwhile, he's trying to make himself feel like a big deal.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question
before
we move on from this.
Question time.
Why are they having him testify?
Yeah, that's... Thank you.
What are they going to do to him?
Nothing.
They just want to
right.
berate him.
Why did he even? Why did he even go? I wouldn't have agreed to go.
Yeah.
Why did he agree to go? What is he trying to rebuild his image so he gets more contracts?
No, you know what this
not
is.
Not that way, buddy.
The Republicans wanted blood. But the anti-Obamacare people wanted blood. And Obama and the White House needed him to take the fall for this so that it took the heat off of them.
Right.
So they told him, listen, you're going to go here and we're going to put on a show and you're going to fall on the sword so that it takes the heat off of us. And the Republicans and the anti-Obamacare guys were like, okay.
Let's have some fun with this.
We're good with that.
Meanwhile, on the other side of town, the Senate panel releasing that scathing report on CIA interrogation practices. We all knew they were doing it anyway. But the lawmakers say the findings could endanger the lives of Americans overseas, like the Al-Qaeda didn't know what was in this.
What is going to happen?
Horse manure. Okay, there is a story we've all sort of been following, or maybe we all haven't, but many of us have been following with interest the proliferation, is probably the right word, of drones. I was in the Brookstone store yesterday in the mall, and they have drones.
Yeah.
All of the drones for this and drones for that.
I'll be procuring one of those in the next few days.
All right, good for you, Richie. So, the folks at TGI Fridays have introduced a mistletoe drone in their stores.
Oh, that's neat.
Unfortunately, though, it doesn't work so well for a New York photographer named Georgine Benevuto.
Yeah, what happened?
Who was taking pictures for her newspaper when one of the two mistletoe drones at the store she was at got out of control and struck her in the nose and cut off half of her nose.
I don't.
She said, thank God it didn't go under my eye. That's my livelihood. The drone operator said the small aircraft spun out of control during an attempt to land it on her hand.
On her forehead.
He said the reporter flinched during the landing, and that's why the drone went out of control and sliced her nose. Very nice. Isn't that sweet? Lovely. People get hurt in airplanes, they still fly.
You know,
that's what the cat said. So what's wrong with this?
Who at the TGA Fridays board thought that this might be a good idea?
I know. Let's go take my drone out.
To fly drones around people eating dinner. No, what could go wrong there?
Mm-hmm. Story at DougStephan.com. Let's see what we... Oh, you know what? Something before we move back to another consideration. You know, this has to be part of my conversation today. The Dutch adventurer story at DougStephan.com, who reached the South Pole driving a tractor. Her name is, Mannion. She's an actress and also identified as an adventurer. Tractor girl, Mannion Ozevoort, arrived at the South Pole after driving a tractor from Europe through Africa and across Antarctica. The picture at DougStephan.com, she's driving a massive Ferguson, which is a good tractor. I have a number of them. She says it feels quite magical, actually, to have made this happen. I wonder how she got fuel as she went across. You've got to have some other people going with her because you're not going to get a tank of fuel. Last year, maybe if you're working the thing through the day, you might get 2 days out of a tank of fuel if it's an 8 or 10 hour day. So I'm thinking every 24 hours she needed to fuel up. 16 days, 2,500 kilometers. Largest single mass of ice on Earth, driving the Massey Ferguson over the rugged, icy landscape at an average speed of about 10 miles an hour, like rodeo riding. This would have been a pretty rough trip.
I feel like you would do this.
I would do this.
I think so.
Yeah, this would be a cool thing to do, kind of fun. So, just the idea of doing it, I guess the question comes to mind as to why? Why did she do it? She's an adventurer. Okay, so she got a lot of publicity. Is that enough? Mothers descending on the District of Columbia to protest police brutality. The same old story, it seems to me. Nine mothers who claimed their sons were lost to police brutality arrived in Washington in an attempt to add to pressure for legal reforms. Let's see here. Reverend Wanda Jackson, the mother of Oscar Grant, whose death in Oakland sparked a lot of protesting there. Tressa Sherrod, son John Crawford, was killed in an Ohio Walmart in March after a caller said he was carrying a BB gun. There were a lot of other, there was a late night candle vigil apparently at the Justice Department. A lot of people are angry. This is not going to stop. There is not, this is going to be an issue, and it isn't to be swept under the rugs. No matter what we say, yesterday we took the police point of view and read a letter from an officer who was upset at all of the focus on the bad things police do. Not fair to just focus on bad things because there are a lot of good things they do. But unfortunately, unless you get rid of the bad ones, you keep protecting the bad ones. It's like protecting bad teachers.
Well, hopefully, I mean, we'll get some updated training here and some new policies, and then
it shouldn't take a lot of work to do it.
It's going to take a few years to kind of get past this.
And to also educate people about their resisting arrest and what happened.
Yeah.
And
it's just, hey, stupid. Yeah. If a cop rolls up on you and you're waving a gun.
Just go and deal with it.
Throw it on the ground and put your hands in the air.
Yeah. There's nothing very smart. Here's something else that I saw that was a local story, but I guess it's more of the same thing. A music teacher here in Framingham has been removed from her job because she made fun of a little black kid who couldn't sing. So... how stupid do you have to be in this environment?
What's the fact that he's black have to do with anything?
What, the kid was black?
Right.
That has to do with the way society is, well, because the whatever is fourth grade black kid, she made fun of him in front of the other students, something to the tune of, black kids usually can sing better than you.
So, well, that's just stupid.
That is just stupid. That's what that was the point. That is just plain sheer stupidity. And does that speak to the training the teachers get, as well as police?
You can't train that.
I mean, are you just that stupid?
Life. Yeah, that's just a stupid person.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do in college? Okay. Should you have a black student that can't sing, this is how you need to approach that. Please read along and textbook. I will not
make fun of black kids who can't sing. Yeah.
Now, if you have a Polish kid in the class,
right, doesn't make any difference.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/half price or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
My 12-year-old granddaughter got upset about something she saw in her own neighborhood. People texting while driving. She looked through the Lens of Liberty and decided it was her responsibility to do something about it. She made simple little stop signs that kids hold up in their car windows saying, "Stop texting. We see you." The idea has caught fire in other schools around the country, and she has been on national news programs talking about personal responsibility. I'm proud, not because she is my own granddaughter, but because she understands that Americans shouldn't always depend on government to protect our safety and our freedom. It's our own responsibility first.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262. Time on Good Day. Darlene Reed works for the United States Post Office, and the Post Office's service to people who live in this country called Letters to Santa is in its 102nd year. And because we were talking about this yesterday, I thought it would be kind of nice to have someone from the Postal Service talk about something that really is good and cool. You are here, Darlene, at the behest of all of us who find this to be very family-friendly. I'm not sure that the history is as important as how this thing operates. How does a family that wants to send or involve themselves in this Letters to Santa program get involved?
Well, basically, you're going to go to our, first of all, you're going to go to our website at USPS.com, and you're going to look for the Operation Santa sites, because not all post offices allow the public to read and respond. We have 20 locations this year that are allowing the public to come in and adopt letters. So you want to go to one of those locations. You're going to simply go into the post office. You're going to fill out one of our official forms, because, after all,
it wouldn't be the government if we didn't have an official form.
Well, mail to Santa is official first class mail, so we want to keep track.
So let me interrupt you, saying, darling. When you say adopt a letter, what does that mean? What does that terminology mean?
Basically, you're going to read the contents of the letter, and you adopt it by fulfilling the writer's wish.
So you have people that work with the post office who are basically volunteers that read the letters that get sent in by the children who use the post office address, right?
Exactly. But the vast majority of letters written to Santa are actually responded to by postal employees.
Really?
And we've been doing it for more than 200 years. The locations where we allow the public to come in and read and respond are locations that generally receive way too many letters for the postal employees to handle. For instance, I'm in New York City in the largest Operation Santa program, and we receive well over 500,000 letters a year.
Wow.
Simply too much for
Do you know how?
So we have come on down and help us.
Do you have any idea how old the oldest person is sending a request into Santa?
We get people of all ages. It's not just children. It's parents. It's grandparents. It's anyone who believes. And there's well over 500,000 in New York City alone.
What are some of the crazier requests you've received for Santa? Do you know?
Well, a cute one that I saw this year was, it said, "Dear Santa, I better receive my pony unless there'll be consequences."
Really?
So, I don't know what those consequences were.
Wow, a threat.
Sound like that'll work too well.
Yeah, you get all kinds of things. You know, you get from the serious to the letters that just say, you know, "Happy birthday, Santa," or "Tell Mrs. Claus I said hello," to the letters that express a true need.
All right, so let me see if I understand how to do this in the interest of time. Write, a child or whomever writes a request to Santa and then puts a return envelope with a first class stamp in there. You send the letter along to the address of the North Pole in Alaska. Alaska or wherever it is, and then your volunteers answer the request and send it back in that envelope that you sent in. Is that about right?
About right. Basically, though, you can put Operation Santa and your town and zip code, and we will reroute it to the closest Operation Santa near you.
Very cool. USPS.com is where you go if you want to find out more on how you can get somebody in your family to get an answer from Santa Claus. USPS.com. Thanks, Charlie.
Down Santa Claus, he's got a bag of silver toys for boys and girls again.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I like that one, huh? Let's use that good alliteration. The Pied Piper of Pets. Warren Eckstein is here. The problems you're having with your dogs and cats can easily be remedied by one of two ways. You listen to us, ask Warren a question at petshow.com, or you shoot the cat or the dog. Those are the two ways of fixing whatever problems you have with your animal. People put their pets to sleep all the time because they don't have the patience. They don't know how to fix problems. This is just an animal. Let's put them to sleep.
You know, it's funny you said that. I just posted something about how many dogs and cats are killed every year because they're being misevaluated by people that shouldn't be evaluated in the shelters.
Exactly. Well, it's the same as with kids. We have a lot of children that are misevaluated as well, given all kinds of drugs put aside. Same thing's happening with anybody who's a problem or anything. Pets, put them aside. Right. Get rid of them. We don't want them. They're an irritant. And so we have a large problem. A lot of people would be adopting some of these pets to do something really productive with them, which is a cool thing because there are a lot of pets being adopted. Don't do it at this time of year. However, no. Warren says no. Right? No.
The only time I'm hypocritical of myself is right now.
Because you do it.
No. If it's a matter of a dog or a cat at a shelter that's life or death, I don't care if it's Christmas Eve, take them out.
Yeah. All right. That. Warren talks about why your dog is a sloppy eater and drinker in a moment here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Warren Eckstein, who has radio affiliates all around the country carrying his pet show program every weekend here for a good visit every week, trying to bring you up to date on some of the issues that you may be facing. Dogs and cats, well, mostly dogs, drink and eat. Charlotte, for example, is very messy when she drinks. It's all over the place. It's kind of fun to watch, actually.
I'm not going to say that dogs take on the personalities of the people they live with.
Okay, Warren.
I would never say that. But my dog's sloppy, too.
Okay, good. Right. So it's nothing unusual. As they get older, they are likely to spill more stuff around than they did when they were younger, like maybe adult human beings.
No, but it's interesting. Actually, they just did a study at Princeton to find out why dogs are sloppy drinkers than cats.
I'm sure that the government paid for that.
I'm sure we paid for it. But it's interesting. A cat's tongue produces a water column that accelerates upward at a rate of 2 to 4 times that of gravity. Dogs' tongues pull water up at a rate of 5 to 8 times that of gravity. So the fact that the dog's tongue is pulling up the water quicker means that it's sloppier all over the place.
And that's also, did you see that? If you look at that video in slow motion, it was all over Facebook. The dog cups the bottom of its tongue to hold the water as it pulls it into its mouth. Uh-huh. It's very, very cool to watch.
Speaking of Facebook, you posted a story about a lost sheep. Ba, ba, ba.
You know, there's certain things in life, Doug, that you can't make up. This is one of them. The Nebraska Humane Society has located the owner of a mysterious sheep found wandering the streets of Omaha wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. Now, at first when I saw this, I thought it was a joke, but it's not. Well, the people have the sheep, and they dress them up at different times of the year, different things. Obviously, got out of a fence. Can you imagine having a few nips with some friends around the holidays, walking outside, and right in front of you is a sheep in an ugly Christmas sweater?
I couldn't imagine that happening.
It happened in Omaha.
I want to know if the wool that the sweater was made from came from that sheep.
Interesting. Interesting. Wearing your own fur.
Right. So we have, the warning seriously about pets at Christmas time. Do not adopt a pet or get a pet at Christmas time. Right?
There you go. You got it right.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
Too busy a time of year. Too many things around the house.
Don't have any time to pay attention.
Exactly.
Do it in the spring. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.